3 o'clock in the morning from Kmart.
Yeah, I was up late.
I like the lamp.
Yeah.
Seems like Aiden's always having a good idea.
You see the leaves now?
There you go.
It was supposed to be a Hue bulb to change color, but it's just a regular bulb that I
can't. Every time you say Hue bulb. Yeah, well, that's it. Every time you say Hue bulb now, I think of Ben. Because in our podcast, it's called Hue bulb.
I've done that before.
Yeah, your name in the podcast chat is Hue bulb.
That's embarrassing.
I'm out of ideas. This is definitely the last one. After last week and now this. That's it. I've clearly said everything I'm ever going to say.
I've been pranking my mum with a different name.
Really?
Yeah. She, for like 3
weeks. Thanks, Linda.
Yeah.
Matt, I've told you not to call me that. It's not my real name. No,
it's just every time she calls me for before I went and visited them, so at least 3 weeks or so.
Yeah.
Every time I'll pick up the phone and I'll go, "Hey, Mel."
Hey, Mel.
Hey, Mel. Every single time.
Oh.
And every time I go, "Hey, Mel," she goes, "Hey, blah, 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 blah."
Yeah, because she sounds the same mom.
Yeah, I kept going. And then I was like, every time I pick up, "Hey, Mel." "Hey, yeah, what's going on?" And it's been like this forever and ever and ever. And then the day before Mother's Day, she called me to ask if I was coming down for Mother's Day. And I called her up and I was like, "Hey, Mel." She's like, "Can you stop calling me Mel?" And I was like, "Did you just accept this for the last 3 weeks and just let it go?" Because that's the first time you said it. She goes, "I know, you've been saying it for every single time I call you." And I was like, That's
a really good idea, except I'm going to reverse it and say, "Hello, John speaking." But you know you've called Aiden, but "Hello, John speaking."
Do you want to start the podcast?
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Yay. Hello, everybody. Welcome to episode 147.
Roll call.
Of the GMAT
Roll call.
Podcast.
I want that to be slowed down and enhanced for the intro to the next podcast.
Wait, so someone's actually going to do that. Let me do it.
Okay.
Let me do it right.
This is for a test. This is where I want it. Here we go.
Coffee, 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 coffee.
Enhance.
Coffee, 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 coffee,
coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee,
coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee,
coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee,
coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee,
coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee,
coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee,
coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee.
Today's episode of the GMAT Podcast is brought to you by our merch and a fuck ton of Caramello Koalas.
Fuck yeah.
Go to teespring.com/stores/TheRealGMAT. Get yourself some merch. There's no Caramello Koalas there, but there's t-shirts, jumpers, mugs, and phone cases and such. That intro is brought to you by Toey Datsun.
Knew it.
Thank you, Toey Datsun. You're the bomb.com. If you would like to submit an intro, please do so. Send it to contact@therealgmat.tv or submit it in the Discord if you're feeling frisky. I said cut the music. I didn't say it, but I said it then. Hello, everybody. Welcome.
That was a return to form for Toey Datsun, I think.
Yeah.
I think the last one he did before this one, I can't remember it, but I was not overly impressed. I was shocked to find that it was him.
Uh-huh.
By the end of this one, I was like, cool, this is getting this complicated.
This is back where we're at.
This is going to be Datsun. This has got Datsun written all over it.
My name is Matthew, and I host the GMAT Podcast. I'm joined on my right by Aiden Jonathan. Thank you, Aiden.
Hi there.
How are you doing? Across from me, sucking down on what are you eating now?
It's a Frito.
Regular Frito is Frito. Ben J. Thank you, Ben J.
Thank you so much.
What are your thoughts on a strawberry Frito?
Oh, I don't like when Freddos get out of their lane. I really hate nothing more than a Freddo that gets a little too. I don't like fruit in my chocolate.
Top deck? What about the top deck one?
I love a top deck.
Wait a second.
But filling it with a goo it's such a strong flavor, the strawberry. I don't like it.
And what's the point? And tell me this. Why are they always, if you want like a, because I don't mind a strawberry Freddo. I don't want a mint Freddo ever. Mm,
I don't want mint anything.
Realistically.
Except toothpaste and gum.
Why do they only do the twin Freddos? They never do a big strawberry Freddo. They just do twins and they've just got two small Freddos side by side.
So nobody wants that shit.
That's fucked.
They're not making the big
one. And then sometimes in the boxes that you get, you accidentally pick up the one that's got like violet crumble and strawberry Freddo and you think, oh, great. Now I'm just going to have to pay this company $60 because I'm never going to sell these fucking things.
Yeah, no one's going to buy that.
No one's going to sit. No one's going to buy a Violet Crumble. I hate Violet Crumbles.
I feel like Favorites could up their sales if they just got rid of
half the shit.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. I know.
I'd get rid of Moro straight away.
I'll just switch it with like a Mars bar. That'd be fucking great.
But it's not because it isn't a Cadbury Favorites.
Oh, okay. Then switch it with more of the fucking flakes. I don't give a shit.
Well, flakes, so dry.
I want a twirl. The Moro is their Mars bar, so that's the Mars bar.
But they're
the
doing a shit job of it.
I mean, how can it fuck up a Mars bar?
I eat it. I'm like, this is okay. But
it's not Favorites though, is it? It's just like what we've got.
Yeah.
It's not just my favorites. What's around? Oh, great. You've bought them.
What we've got.
Oh, cool. Oh, thank you for my favorites. I'm so excited.
Also, Turkish Delight.
Love Turkish Delight.
Oh, okay. Well, then we're on different worlds.
But that sort of Turkish Delight, it's not proper Turkish Delight.
No, I don't like the powdered shit. What's that about? Ew.
That's Turkish Delight.
No, it's not. It's Turkish. Okay. I'll have it if my grandmother gives it to me. Chocolate covered Turkish is Turkish Delight. For God's sake.
Get it. So what do you call the other stuff?
Yuck.
Grandma, have we got any yuck?
I call it, please don't fucking bust out that tin. I know what the tin looks like. I know what it sounds like when it's open because my grandma always fucking has it. You just hear this.
But we just shorten that to Turkish Delight.
Yeah. Shut up. Shut up. So you like Freddos to stay in their lane. I'm glad we learned this about you today.
Yeah. I'm
not averse to goo filled chocolate though.
No, like I like caramello.
Yeah. Delicious.
Yeah, but it's wrong. Whatever it is. It also doesn't taste like strawberry, it tastes like something.
You know what the best chocolate on the market is? The best chocolate on the market.
Go to here first, folks.
Old Gold caramel. It's unreal. Because you get the beautiful sweetness from the caramel, but it's not overpowering. Because I feel like one Caramello Koala, good. But then if you have like Caramello Block, if you have like two bits of Caramello, it's too much.
So when Nan gets that tin out, oh boy, then we're in for a treat.
No, I'll buy that for myself.
There is there's a Cadbury Caram Milk that is blowing my mind lately. And there's a Kit Kat Chunky Cookies and Cream that is just outstanding.
Yeah, I told you. Yeah. Did I tell you
this? Or Cadbury Oreo. Cadbury Oreo is so fucking good.
I've really outdone themselves.
Cookies and Cream Kit Kat Chunky was the staple of my high school's canteen.
Was it really?
There was a 50-cent zombie chew. There was $1 for a Kit Kat Chunky.
Rich kids eating it up with the
I mean, that's true. And then we had the savory delights.
As you do.
I fucking hate crunchies.
I don't like crunchies.
Do you guys like crunchies?
I don't really like honeycomb or nougat. I don't mind nougat.
All up in my teeth and...
And there's that one shitty side of a crunchy.
The front?
No. You got the front. So if you... When I tackle a crunchy...
And you do. You shouldn't have to tackle anything.
Right. You get the crunchy and you bite the front... It's a rectangle. Yeah. So you've got the front small side and then about the small side or just the chocolate leaving the honeycomb. And then there's one long side that comes off brilliantly and it's just chocolate on the side of a honeycomb. And then there's another side that's like a fucking fortress wall. Like, what's this about? Why is it so hard on one side?
I guess at least they told us what they were doing up front. Like,
it's a crunchy.
You know it's a crunchy. You bite and you go, fuck, that is crunchy.
That's fuck that. I don't mind crunchy chocolate, like scattered bits of chocolate, like a crunchy egg. Like an Easter egg with crunchy chocolate.
Uh-huh.
Delicious. That's the best of both worlds right there.
That was a long conversation about chocolate.
Last week we were a little bit frantic.
Yes.
And so I thought
did that come across? Because it felt it at the time. But
I thought it was a great podcast.
It was a great podcast, but yeah, we moved through about 1,000 different
but
topics.
But can you just quickly, have you seen what a fucking cocoa bean looks like before they make it into chocolate? It's like these massive cummy orbs. Disgusting. It's so fucked. A cocoa bean pod is like this big and you cut it in half. It's got this weird like white goo and you have to wash them. It's like gizzards. They're fucked. That's all.
I thought we could try, before we do this podcast, as we get into it, we could try 50 calm down ideas for kids.
For kids?
That's not important. Okay. It's 50 calm down ideas.
Try colouring in. Play with your Legos.
Make cloud bread.
Number one, try an inversion.
An inversion?
You are. It's about yoga, about getting your head below the level of the heart. So, Aiden, please. Feel. Well, there's your answer. Do you feel calm?
Wait. Should I just keep it here for this whole segment?
It's not below your heart.
It's 50.
Though.
That's a.
No, you're gonna have to go forward. That's the only way.
Do you think
so?
Because
the arm of those chairs is not allowing the mobility that you need.
One second, I'll get this.
There we go.
Yeah, it's happening.
Ugh! It's like is you that said, the, what's the voice on your watch? Is it?
That's an Irish man,
Chris
Siri.
O'Dowd?
That's not. All right. Okay. Is my head below my heart? Not really.
I think you said last week.
This is horrendous.
Always good to start the podcast with a visual gag.
I don't feel calm. I'll tell you that.
Number two, Aiden, visualize a quiet place.
Yep. I like that movie.
Did I break you?
I like that movie.
Drink water.
Sorry, your heart rate's increasing.
Just drink some water while you're down there.
Seek medical attention.
I don't want to drink water.
Oh, okay. Well, then you're not going to
drink your water out of your water bottle.
Do you want to be calm or do you want to be stressed out? Sing out loud. Everyone knows the sweet relief associated with rocking out your favorite tune.
Rock it out.
I'm getting
lightheaded. That's your favorite tune, is it? One long note.
Somehow. This number five.
Don't make me wheeze laugh. It's making the pressure in my head.
Do the downward facing dog, but I think you're already on there. You can't
fucking
paint.
Sad looking dog.
All right, Aiden, you can get back up now.
I can't paint.
You can get back up.
Okay,
now.
Wait.
This is why I disagree with this list, because it's about calming down kids and giving kids ideas to just calm down.
It's not even calming down. It's get your kid occupied. That's the whole thing.
Number seven is jump rope.
Yeah, go and burn some energy, dickhead.
How does that calm them down?
That was hard. I guess when they're finished, they've got all the endorphins or something. Do kids get endorphins?
Endorphins? Are you allowed to call them that anymore? That doesn't make any sense. All right.
Do I need to cut that? I don't get it.
No.
I thought it was supposed to send blood to your brain.
Very funny, Ben.
Number eight. Aiden, another visual gag. Jump high.
I can't really jump high, but if I jump high, you'll hear it.
Yeah. This is going to be like Tom Segura. You're going to snap your...
Oh, my God. If I fucking snap myself...
I'll spin it around.
Oh, my God.
Careful of the thing above you.
All right, here we go. Jumping.
Don't hit the roof. There's no way.
All right.
Oh, Jesus. Oh,
go, gadget legs.
You really up.
I could jump. I mean, I didn't feel like I jumped very high.
Well, it looked really hard. So you weren't even putting that much effort in. That's fucking nuts.
Get away from me. Why am I the dummy?
Number nine,
yeah,
blow bubbles. And for a treat, he's here. Bubbles, come inside. I said 6:30. He was probably late. All right, everybody, let's get up. Take a hot bath. Number 10.
You first, Ben.
You may have noticed this podcast sounds a lot more soapy now. Well, cut to.
Here's something you and I have in common.
What's that?
We both shared a bath. Not shared a bath, but we both owned the same bath.
Yeah.
Did you ever use it?
I was selling it dirt cheap, and he said, "Look, I'm looking for a new bath. How's it go?"
Did you ever use that bath?
Yeah.
You use that bath?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow. Where
they have one toilet down that end of the house, you got shit somewhere.
No.
No. So worried. No, man, don't shit in the bath.
It's a pretty big bath. Do you think you could
fit a lot of shits in there? Yeah.
Number 11, take
a cup. Come on, what's the question?
Do you think you and I could
fit? How many shits did I fit in there before cleaning it out? It was a lot of shits.
Do you think we could fit in the bath together?
With all of my shits.
I've not seen the size of the bath.
It's like sizable.
It's like a 42 shitter.
Number 11, take a cold shower.
Well, you guys have the bath and I'll take the cold shower and we'll
see who's
more horny.
That doesn't sound like it would calm you down at all.
Cold shower?
Yeah,
I have recently adopted the shower in the morning. I was a shower at night guy. Now I'm a shower in the morning guy. And I get up, I have my nice hot shower, and for the last 10 seconds, I bump that shit to freezing cold. And invigorates me.
I feel vigorous.
I feel vigorous after every shower.
I'm convinced that that's how I'm going to die. I feel my heart going weird when I get too cold.
What?
I think it's just going to, I'm going to get a chill in cold water. I'm just going to get out of bed one day and it's going to go, and I'm going to go on the ground. That's going to be it.
I also sang.
Go out the way
what
you.
What do you mean? You think you're going to die because you got too cold?
Shivering. What?
With a cold, cold heart.
Yes.
Got him.
Take that, Ben. You fucking.
I've been fucking saving that one all day.
Do you guys not get tight like. You feel like a little spasm in your chest when it's really cold?
At all moments of the day, constantly.
No. Yeah. Okay.
I don't need cold to feel weird.
You find you wake up in bed, it's fucking freezing. You finish off your KFC and you're like, oh my God, my heart hurts. I can only think that the temperature is the problem.
Yeah. I finish my lines of coke and get to bed. I'm like, why is my heart going?
Number 13 to calm down. Blow out a candle.
Blow out a candle?
We have a candle here. Or out a candle it would be, wouldn't it? What's the joke?
out a candle, come in.
We said 6:30. I don't know where they are.
They're carpooling with Bubbles.
Waiting behind Bubbles.
Classic. Number 14, watch fish.
The band?
A movie?
The band. No, like just watch some fish.
Well, what if I don't have fish?
Then you don't get to calm down, sir.
Fucking hell. I'm raging and I can't do anything else.
Number 15, count backwards. We won't do them all, but let's keep going for a little bit. Count backwards from 100. There's some in here that I get for kids, and then things like, let's count down back from 100.
From 100.
Yeah. Let's go do some skip rope.
98, 99.
No, from 100.
100. 99. There you go. 98, 97, 96, 90.
To what?
5, 94, 93, 92, 91.
I think maybe going to the negatives. 90. They didn't make that clear.
Just to 90.
Count back from 100.
Count back from 100 to 90.
Until your heart stops.
Yep.
Shake a glitter jar. What the fuck's a glitter jar? Probably a jar of glitter. Come on and let me see you shake a glitter jar.
I thought you were going to do the melody.
Come on and let me see you shake a glitter jar. Come on and let me see you shake a glitter jar.
Twist it.
Number 19.
Sparkle, sparkle.
Go for a run. Again.
That will
chill you
down.
If this is for a kid, I've got a 5-year-old kid that needs to go. Do you know what, Jimmy? Just go for a run around the block. 5 years old.
And number 19 on Kill Ben J list, go for a run in the cold.
Oh, shit, Ben.
It is. This is murder.com, is it?
Yeah. This is, no.
Murder.com.
Number 20, count to 5. So if counting back from 100 didn't work, just count to 5.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
That'll fix
Wait,
it.
Up to 5.
Yeah.
You know what would be perfect if you timed it that you guys were both counting. You counted down from 100, you counted up from 1, and you both hit 5 at the same time.
I've golden rings.
Then you go off in your own separate directions. That'd be pretty cool. Chuck that on the list. It's my one. Look, I've had a lot of sugar. I can't do my own thing over here.
He's at 10 fucking Freddo frogs.
Is that a chocolate thick shake?
I'm just skipping through. Envision. Did you really? Are you a chocolate thick shake person?
Depends what mood I'm in today. It was chocolate.
Wow. Are you a thick shake person?
Thick shake,
well,
for sure.
Sometime, yeah.
Really? Are you a vanilla thick shake guy?
Yeah. Jesus Christ. My tummy hurts. Number is 27. Envision your best self, children. Envision your best self.
It's me, but it just has a fucking Game Boy.
It's me, but I'm 5. Because they're 4 at this time. They want to be older. They want to be older. Backstory, sorry. Yeah. Sorry.
Previously on.
4.
Jesus Christ.
It's like last week again. This is a fucking catastrophe.
Number 30.
Last week was such a good podcast.
Number 30, take up pottery. Which is something that kids.
For a kid?
Kids, I'm just going to,
there's the hottest fucking dude that does pottery on TikTok. Oh my God, have anyone ever seen him on Facebook? It's that guy that just does pottery with no shirt on.
Yeah.
He's got pottery with no shirt on.
What's his username?
Like, oh, fucking.
Tell
like,
me it's hottery. Is it hottery?
It's not hottery. I don't
Idiot.
Know.
Idiot. He's lost his
pottery. Really?
Pottery, even better.
No, it's not. It's like, you know, Alan does
so
pottery.
So clearly. Yeah.
Because he's, you know, he's attractive, but he's like down to earth, but he still only ever does his pottery with no shirt on. So he's definitely a thirst trap.
Convenient.
Everybody knows. Everybody knows.
He should take up being less of a douche.
Number 49, be less of a douche.
Number 32, gratitude.
Is this really for kids?
Yeah. That's also the 3 rules of selling, I think. I don't know.
Yeah, that's it. No, I think it's ABC, always be gratitude.
Oh, that's dumb. You're dumb.
Always be gratitude.
Rock in a rocking chair. I hate this list.
This list is almost as bad as things to do outside of
I feel like this was written by Glamour magazine.
It's definitely Glamour.
Number 35, push against a wall.
Push against a wall.
You know when I was at school.
What a random fucking shit this is.
It's because children, some of them make sense. Children want to, you know.
They're really mad.
Number 39, stare at your feet.
There was a girl in school.
Yeah.
You know the beep test?
Yes.
The
hideous beep test.
What's the thing?
Level. one.
Level one.
Point.
No, at the end of the beep, try and run to the thing and come back again.
The something near my attitude test.
Yes.
Whatever it is. Anyway, so you run from one side to the other. You follow beeps, and that's what you do at school.
That's right.
And then this one girl, we were in the gym, and we ran from wall to wall. Which is stupid. And the girl went to stop herself with her wrist and broke both her wrists. And it was GNA Ali. It was gnarly. It was really gnarly.
Welcome to the wall.
Wall was fine. Wall stood its ground.
How fucking fast was this woman going?
She was just sprinting. She just sprinted head on at the wall and didn't slow herself down and was using her arms to stop herself.
What did she think was going to happen? If you just run as fast as you can into a wall.
I don't think she was going any faster than the rest of us. I think maybe she just fucked it up. Like, we're all sprinting and you go to the wall and you like stop yourself and you bash into the wall a little bit and then you turn around and you do it again. You know kids do. You know how kids do.
Kids have so much energy.
Yeah, too much. And then she just snapped her both her wrists and she was like, I think something's wrong with me. Like one of those. Yeah. She was like, ah, help. Flailing around and shit. It was gross.
That's fucked up.
Mm-hmm. I think about her. Every time I think about her, I think about the fact that someone in her family had to wipe her ass for like.
Is that true?
She can't wipe her ass with two broken wrists.
Well, I had she a broken straight into the left bath.
Arm. Yeah, but you didn't have a broken right arm.
No, yeah, that's true.
Like, well, she was fucked on both hands. Someone was wiping her ass.
She just had a dirty asshole.
Stand in the shower.
She had a dirty asshole. She just had a dirty asshole. Like, you know what? I'm 25.
If you tell the story about the girl with two assholes.
No. 25 years old. And because I broke my arm, my father genuinely asked me.
Genuinely?
Yeah.
Yep.
Asked me, do you need me to bathe you?
Like, oh, that's sweet.
No, under no circumstances will either of us be naked in this room.
Needs and wants are funny things, aren't they?
Away from me.
Your dad asked me the same thing. And his dick was out.
Dad, do you need you to bathe me?
Oh, God. This is horrifying.
Roll a tennis ball on your back, number 38.
That would be nice.
Number 39, roll a golf ball on your back. This is getting lazy.
Is the next one another ball? They couldn't even commit to that. They couldn't even commit to that. They have two balls and they're like, I think that's all of them. Bowling? Nah.
A bowling ball on your back?
Yep. 100%.
I haven't been bowling in a long time. We should go bowling.
Yeah, I'm going to go bowling for my birthday. Really? I was talking about that.
Oh, 100% we should go bowling.
Yeah, when's your birthday? Bring that
I probably shouldn't have said that. It's in June.
Why?
It's because then people, I feel like it makes people easier to work out your details. I don't know. I'm just being careful.
Fair enough. Right. I would be careful.
His birthday is only just a few days after mine.
Let's do a practice bowl before the big birthday one.
I'm happy to go bowling. Yeah.
I'll go bowling. Bowling. Strike bowling. Great place to go bowling.
What time does strike close tonight?
Terrible place.
Would you go bowling tonight?
I got to work in the morning.
Well, I mean, the podcast finishes at, 7:30?
We're done in an hour. We'll just go have a quick bowl. An hour,
go have some bowling.
I'm already on this fucking chocolate crash, though.
Nah, come on.
Okay, we've had a stressful couple of days. Let's all go and do an activity. Bowling!
Guys, this is so exciting!
Let's go do a group activity. Have a fun time. If they're open. If they're not,
they'll be open, please. Strike bowling's open late because they serve alcohol and things.
All right, well, thanks, everyone. Join the watch of the post show. We're going to go bowling.
I will consider it for the rest of this.
Okay, cool. If this goes well. All right, number 50, take a colouring break. That list is fucking ridiculous.
I bought a book, right? Not like a novel. I also bought a novel.
A Dr. Phil relationship book, perchance.
No, I bought a book called Normal People, but that's not the book I want to talk about, okay? All right, it's a novel. Nobody give me spoilers. I'm reading through it. But
if it's Misery, he's going to spoil it for you.
No, it isn't Misery.
I'll spoil the film, which is what I think the book was.
But he
was.
Could do a live book on tape for you right now. Just do the whole thing start to finish.
I bought a
Would you like to hear
book?
Misery?
Yes.
Matt?
Misery?
Chapter one.
Chapter Misery. One. The lead character, can't remember his name.
James Caan.
Yeah.
Is it James Caan?
I mean, that's the actor.
Yeah. James Caan. he's driving on a snow road.
Right.
And he crashes.
Oh.
Dead.
This but does sound like Stephen King's writing.
Yeah. And then Kathy Bates saves him. Saves him. takes him inside. Open the door. Walks inside. Puts him in the bed. Because he's got two shattered ankles from this crash.
Oh,
Bad crash. He's a writer, you know.
Oh, yeah.
He's a writer.
Oh, that's pretty good.
And he's getting very close to releasing this the next edition of the series he's working on.
Ta-da.
All right, stop rubbing your forehead, man. And
it's not you. I'll have a nap. It's just soothing. And, I'm loving it.
And she's a big fan. And I mean a big fan.
Woohoo!
Like she fucking, yeah, she's like, hey, you can stay here and get well, right?
That sounds all right. I've got two broken ankles.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, oh, you should call the police. Don't worry. I was a nurse. She was a nurse. Cut to 3 weeks later. And he realizes she's not all up there and in the head.
Oh no.
And so he's like, I got to get out of here.
Escape.
Well, he in the movie, he pockets something, a weapon or something behind his pillow. I think it's like a fork or a knife or something he got out of his dinner.
Double barrel shotgun.
Something like that.
Something.
But in the book, it's something else. I can't remember what. Anyways, she finds it, flips out. Just absolutely demolishes his ankles again after they're almost healed.
That's the scene I've seen.
The hobbling. Puts the bit of wood between his ankles, smashes them with a hammer. Let's talk about your story. This bit's going on. Anyways, he gets away.
I wanted a planner for a while. Oh, you know, one of them planners. You know, in like high school. Do you have a planner in high school?
I've heard of them.
Like a school planner?
I was the one pencil and a sheet of A4 paper, half crumpled up.
How did you ever
kid.
Get anything ever done ever? That's a nightmare.
Just fail.
You never had smelling pens or anything like fucking
smelling pens.
You never went to Smiggle?
No.
Yeah, I went to Smiggle.
Yeah, I went to Smiggle.
Did you?
Smiggle was awesome. Yeah,
Smiggle was great.
had a rubber that smelled like
Smiggle
chocolate.
Came out when we were like at the start of high school. You know.
Nah, we were in it. Year 9,
I think. Yeah, well, that's okay. This is a startish. You're right. Year 9.
The middle.
All right. Point is, he was already working at the mill for 3 years.
That's right.
We didn't have no Smiggle when I was at school.
No.
I would ride my bike with the big front wheel.
The penny farthing.
The penny farthing. I'd ride my penny farthing to school. I'd lean it
against. Wave my hat at the lamplighter as I walk by.
After my paper run, I'd get off and go in there and I'd say, yeah, of course, all the rich kids had the fancy pen with the feather.
Quill.
I was just using like a, I was just using that, you know, they're dipping up. And the thing, and
when you ran out,
their homework and fold it up, and with a wax thing, they'd stamp it and send it off to teacher.
To teacher,
and I was like just like etching shit into stone with a piece of cardboard, a old charcoal piece of shit. It was a mess. Fucking rich kids. I think maybe that was our version of Smiggle, was the fancy feather pens.
So I bought a planner.
Yep.
And it's called. And I thought it was just a planner, right? I thought it was just, you know. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times.
I got new days now.
No. But I got it. And
Monday,
it's called,
Tuesday, Scriggs Day, Wednesday, Blong's Day, Thursday, Friday, Schmott Day, Saturday, Sunday.
Schmott Day?
Schmott Day.
What's Schmott Day?
Hey, easy. That's, that's the day of Ash Lord.
Very good. So I got it. And it's called the Procrastinator's Planner.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I was like, oh, cool.
So what, all week Schlott Days?
All week Schlott Days, right?
And Slump I thought, Day, am I right?
And half of this fucking book is just a self-help, let's not be procrastinators together.
Okay.
And it's not a big book. So there's hardly anything to plan.
Right.
I got hardly any planning things. It's not even 52 pages worth of planning shit. How fuck's that?
It's
where am I going to put all my planning?
Well, I don't know. Day one of using the planner, buy a new planner.
It's already written in.
Yeah. I am.
They've done it for you. This book has done its job.
It's like double the size of that, but like 3/4 of that is do the burning task. We've got to work on our neuroplasticity. This is just a new way of saying training your brain so your prefrontal cortex can do all the work for you.
I've got this one, which I've been journaling.
Are you your prefrontal cortex?
You've been journaling? That's a lot of journaling.
Yeah, just as a way to like to deal with my hypochondria. I just kind of like jot down how I'm feeling on particular days. And but then I realize I write like, it's a meme with myself. So when I read it back, I laugh.
Okay.
Because I wrote, it's private stuff. So I'll just,
I mean, it's your diary.
I'll read this little bit here from, to show you how I write.
I'll write you this excerpt.
I said, perhaps I'll eat, go for a walk, see how I feel, check back in an hour. Space. Feel much better. Poop looked great. Chest stuff gone, smiley face. About to go live. XXX.
Always go for the game.
What the fuck?
I did. I checked back in an hour and I was like, yeah, going for a walk and eating made me feel a lot better.
Yeah. I'm glad. Now you've learnt that.
Yeah.
Journaling's good. I don't do it, but I should. I've been writing with my wrist recently.
What were you writing with before that?
Well, the keyboard. Oh, I mean, yeah. since year 12, when was the last time you reckon I fucking
That's
wrote?
True. That's the first time I started writing.
I have no wrist stamina anymore.
I write one page. I'm like, fucking shaking my arm.
I do that a lot. And then I think, how did I write a whole... The VCE English exam is 3 hours.
I did the same thing. I wrote a few lines and I was still going, fuck.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I never had a hand strength.
I did this a couple of times, like the old, like, just twist it around. But I would have done that, I don't know. 3 hours, 6 times. That's not that. That's huge stamina.
You should have seen me in my iPod days. I had the hand stamina of a fucking chronic masturbator. I was writing all day, notes. No worries.
Is that because you were a chronic masturbator?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Do you do wrist? And you?
I mean, I do because I got to go all the way out here.
Oh, right. Okay.
That's where my tennis elbow came from. Oh, can I share something with you guys?
You may.
Beck and Bruce got really mad at me for putting this thought into their heads. So I want to see how mad you guys get.
Okay, but it's a glass shattering moment.
No. It's something I've made up.
Okay.
I was eating a banana. I like peeled the banana and that. And then I thought, wouldn't it be crazy if bananas were living organisms? If they were animal, they were exactly like bananas. You peeled it off and you ate it. But it was like a prawn and had a poop chute running down it. So every time you go to eat the banana, you have to peel the poop shirt if shit out like a prawn and then to eat it. That's the only thing that's different. They're organisms, like a muscle or something.
Like a prawn is
like
the
it doesn't have a
example.
Face and stuff like that. But then you just sort of like peel it, take the poop shoot out, and then eat it. And I thought
And they're mad at you for that?
They were like, just that is fucking feral. Don't ever say that again.
Really? I mean, I hate bananas.
It was when I was peeling the little bit of shit off the banana. I was like, oh, get that fucking
that
shit.
That fibery bit that's really good for you.
I don't peel it all off. I just sort of like, there was one that was hanging off. I was like, I don't need to see that.
The skin's got all the good stuff, right? Most fruits, the skin's got all the good stuff. Skin. Like the kiwi fruit's got good stuff.
Have you ever actually
skin?
Taken a bite out of banana skin?
No.
So bitter. And
I can't imagine it would be any good.
It's fucked.
Oh, did you see that video of Bob Catter? He's got like a fucking... like a brown banana in front of him. Like it's like nobody wants to eat that banana, right? You know, you're like, oh, it's been at the bottom of your school bag, that banana. And he's sitting there going, see, people usually eat their bananas just ripe or just, you know, not ripe enough. Or this is perfectly ripe. Look at this ripe banana.
But I won't have any of it.
It was like see-through. You know when you open a banana, it's like, oh, this has been bruised. That.
Did I reference the right guy then? But I won't have any of it. May a thousand blossoms bloom as far as I'm concerned. Is that Bob Catter?
Yeah. Okay, thank God. The crocodiles in Queensland.
But every day, a person is bloody Kimbro crocodile.
Yep. Yes, that's
just
Bob Catter.
Making sure I got that reference in.
That's Bob Catter, baby.
Brown Banana Catter, they call him.
I have never fucking heard of this guy.
Bob Catter?
There's this.
I'm going to talk about Bobcat Goldthwait for a second.
There's this amazing interview of him where they're
How are you going to eat this banana?
Right when the.
That's Bobcat Goldthwait, yeah, man.
Yeah.
He's in a police academy movie?
Yes.
He's the bad guy in one of them.
Oh.
Ben, right when the gay marriage law was changed or
2016,
they did an interview with him and he was against
it. He's a Far North Queensland One Nation member.
Right. So you say he was against it. I'm shocked.
It doesn't make any sense.
So he's against it and they gave the interview and said, what do you think about that? And he goes, "It's you know, it's fine. It's may a thousand blossoms bloom as far as I'm concerned." And he's like that. And then he immediately goes, but I don't want to hear any more of it. And puts this weird, angry face on because every day in northern Queensland, a person is killed by a crocodile or whatever stat he said about people. But it's the immediate like, shift. That was
he's
like,
a psycho.
He also
wears a cobras exclusively. Right.
Exclusively. No pants or shirt.
Oh, no. He wears, you know, he's fully clothed.
I just say that I wish them all the best. Those fucking little fucking.
Yeah, but he doesn't. You think he's going to go on against gays.
Well, people are entitled to their sexual proclivities. Yeah, yeah. You know, I mean, let there be a thousand blossoms bloom as far as I'm concerned. You know, but I ain't spending any time on it because in the meantime, every 3 months, a person is torn to pieces by a crocodile in North Queensland.
And it is the gay's fault, and he's the only one touching on that.
So fucked. He's so weird. If you told me he was the same guy as the dogs in his front lawn, I'd believe you.
What? You remember that guy? The same guy? Yeah. So any more thoughts on my banana material or should we move on to something else?
We fully covered.
Well,
Bob
I don't
Catter
mind
well.
I don't mind murdering bananas cuz I hate them. Hate a banana.
Yeah.
But I don't care if it's poop shit.
Mm-hmm.
I sometimes look, I'm going to say it. Sometimes I don't even take it out of a prawn. It's just sand.
It's just sand, guys. So late.
We have an unhelpful advice we can move on to. Ben, do you have anything for this week? Anything you want to talk about?
Apparently not.
No, I was just saying.
I'm struggling to keep up, let alone bring anything to the table.
That's why I didn't want to jump ahead.
I'm visualizing how I'm going to score a turkey later on.
Oh, yeah.
It's the three strikes in a row. Gobble, gobble, motherfucker.
Visualize all you want.
Okay.
You'll be eating the dust.
I'm actually really bad at bowling. If possible, I'll have the bumpers.
We'll have one bumper and two no bumpers. Thank you. Thank
different you. Lanes. All right. Is there a theme song punishment for this?
No.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking
You've
about
You've just bad entered advice. The terrible we'll advice nice zone with Ben, G-Matt, and Aiden.
I didn't mean to interrupt you, Ben. I have to press it.
Just know that everything I say this week is going absolutely nowhere. So feel free to cut me off at whatever point you feel.
I feel like if anyone ever starts a song that says, "Ladies and gentlemen," you can cut them.
They don't even have anything interesting to say.
They don't know where that song's going.
I have to press it in like preempt it. I'm like, this will play in 3 seconds. Press.
Anybody got anything to
say? Hey, Ben, my name is Ben.
You've just entered the terrible advice zone.
Bum, 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 white wall and roof. Sorry for interrupting that great song you're making, Ben. Shoes, everybody's no, got
the
shoes.
The perfect thing is that what you really did was worse than that. Ladies and gentlemen,
I'd like to welcome you all to the song I will sing in a moment.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I know what it's for.
You don't usually make shit things, Ben, but I really enjoyed that.
This is a week of shit things from me. Get ready for it to continue from now.
Yeah.
Soon.
Well, because this is very much pointed at you. You want to know how I know it's pointed at you? Because it says, "Dear Ben J."
Oh, that makes
fuck
sense.
Fuck us.
I mean, yeah, wait. Who the fuck?
Who the fuck are you?
Well, I am the first one in the bad advice thing. When you rattle off who's involved.
That's true. Ben
next Jay. Week, maybe. Jim, we'll
that makes sense.
Okay, from Anonymous, we have, "Dear Ben J."
Anonymous. What do you got, Anonymous?
Anonymous says, "Dear Ben J, they say there is more than one way to skin a cat. But so far, I can still only do it one way. Please all advise." Right.
Oh, my God.
Well, Goldfish, I'll tell you right now. Wait, what was the question again? All I had was skinning cats. And
they say there's more than one way to skin a cat. But so far, I can still only do it one way. Please advise.
Well, Bruce, let me tell you that, well, you do the normal way, obviously. So we all know what that is.
Yep. Like the Red Dead Redemption way, where you sort of hold it up and just...
No, yuck. That's the video game way. That's sort of like glamour skinning. You know, that's like, yeah.
Glamour skinning?
That's sort of like a more of a tournament showpiece.
Yeah. Is that another way? Like there's like the way? And
well, then I was going to get to that. Yeah.
Sorry.
I would just start off with the regular way, which we all know, and it doesn't need to be
no
covered.
Need to touch
just
on it. Just
like
we all
bog
know
standard.
It.
Like if you were going to walk into cat skinning 101,
uh-huh.
They'd be we've like, everyone it. Grab your razors.
We've all done it.
Here we go.
Razors?
Yeah.
A razor blade, like to shave it?
Like a Sweeney Todd.
Oh, like a cutthroat. You're talking, that's more of a blade.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's a razor.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Right,
a razor blade. I mean, I guess it makes sense.
Do you shave the cat before you skin it?
No.
God, it's like I'm talking to fucking amateurs.
I'm sorry, we don't.
When am I going to have a cold head? I'm trying to make a cat skin hat.
Oh, I get what you mean.
A cat skin hat. I thought
it was for the meat. Well, this is why, Ben. This is why.
Well, you get the meat also, but like I want the skin.
You want the pelt.
That's why I'm skinning it.
Okay, yep.
Sorry, Ben. I'm so sorry.
I mean, you guys can sit here and theorize all you want, or I can just educate you.
Please.
As per the question.
Yep.
So, yeah, you've got your Red Dead sort of fancy tournament style skinnings. Mm. You
That's
know.
Quite fancy.
Yeah, just you've got tail held, head held. You've got clockwise, counterclockwise.
Yeah, yeah.
You got a foot skin, foot north.
The foot north.
That's yeah, you've got an unorthodox foot skin. Yeah, there's all the basic ones there, and you've got your fancy razors that you can get into. But if you want to, I mean, these are all things that we can get into. But if we're going to sort of, I'm guessing from the question that they're probably pretty new to the sport.
I was listening then, like he was actually about to make a point. I was really invested in it. Sorry, keep going.
If you let me finish.
Oh, sorry.
Jesus. I know I said it's all going to be bullshit this week and interrupt me, but that's before we got onto
something that you're knowledgeable in.
I've invested a lot of time in sort of,
yeah.
I mean, yes, as a hobby, but you know, you know when you're a kid and you grow up and you're like, you know, when I grow up, I want to be a cat skinner.
Yeah.
I don't know whether I would want to now. I feel like it's something that I just enjoy as a hobby.
Like, I don't want to be a cat skinner. I am a cat skinner, but I'm so much more than that.
And it's a family thing that's been going on forever. And I don't think that I wouldn't want it to be the business, because then it's like, okay, 9 to 5, you're skinning cats.
Yeah.
Like, you know what?
All I don't want the joy's to. Gone.
Yeah, because then you have that first day where you're like, I don't feel like it today, and you still do it.
Yeah.
Then the next day you're like, I didn't feel like it yesterday. I want a break.
Yeah.
You know, whereas if I can just go out to the shed and, skinny you know, cats. Just chuck on the apron, put on the mask and just start skinning when I feel like it. I find for me, it's a really good decompressor. You know, like you have a really.
Can I just ask, what's the apron made out of?
Huh?
What's the apron made out of?
It's leather, dark leather. Look, it's nothing fancy. It's just a standard cat skinner.
Did you say duck leather?
Dark.
Dark leather. Yeah, that makes more
it's
sense.
It's a dark brown.
The hat though, that's duck leather.
The hat's duck leather. I think the apron's mostly tabby leather.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, we just keep derailing. This is rude. This is rude.
So sorry. Basic we tabby. Get a guest speaker in.
Yeah.
Let them finish.
You guys didn't interrupt Frankie when she was talking about whatever she was skinning. So basically, yeah. You know, I just go out there. I've got a bog standard. Look, it's really modest.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
What's your favorite type of skinning? Because we've obviously covered, you know, orthodox and left arm over the wicket and stuff like that. But what's your favorite?
My favorite type of skinning?
The go-to. The one, look, you're excited. You've got a brand new, fresh cat right there.
Someone's alarm's going off.
Someone's. It's very clearly... our guest.
I guess we'll never know whose it was, but all we can say is that it's
so. What's your favorite one?
Cat skinning. I'll just have to say cat skinning for me.
And that's a method all on itself?
Oh, okay. So you're just saying what's your favorite option? My favorite method of cat skinning.
Yeah.
You know, I think when you've been doing it this long, you kind of have to go by feel. Because, you know, I can go out there and I can do a 3-stage skin for you and I can lay on all the tricks. I can do like a full cream skin. We could do a dry over and you're going to be like, wow, that is some amazing skinning. But I'm just out there doing it for me. Like I said, you know, I'm not saying I'm the best in the world. And, you know, it's not for me to say anyway.
You know, is it like a
hybrid skinning where you've taken all these different ways and you just do what feels right in the moment?
Yeah, like an amalgamation, I would say, surely.
Look, you can do. I've got some of my own techniques that I've invented, and really? They're absolutely.
Do you
like,
have
they're
names?
Not, I just know what they are. And
just rattle off 23 off the top of your head.
Well, they don't have names because I just go out there and I've just done them sort of developed by feel, and some of them are sort of derivatives of like classic skins that even you guys would know as having never even really competed at all.
Any examples of the classic ones?
You know, some of the ones I mentioned.
You said overhand, of course, and cream.
Yeah, yeah, front loop, back loop, you know, all the basics.
The orthodox.
The tail, the head, the left, the right, the backwards, the forwards, the clockwise, the anti-clockwise, all these things that we obviously know from our course.
So this is the problem is I feel like I'm talking to two different levels now because you're not familiar skins and Aiden sort of just rattled off a bunch.
I'm sort of more adopting as it a hobby.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think Matt's...
I've spent a lot of time in mouse killing.
Methods. I'm not here to kill cats.
I don't want to shit on anyone else's, you know, I don't want to yuck someone else's yum, but if that's, I don't think that they are related. And I do hear mouse killers, you know, I've seen them on Reddit jumping on me like, hey, mouse killer here, just getting into it. I'm like, look, as much as I respect whatever it is that you're doing, they're not really similar. The techniques don't cross over.
Okay, no, I was just.
I'll put it this way, and I'm happy for anyone to comment and say whatever they want if they disagree, but I feel like it's really easy for me as a cat skinner to go across and start mouse killing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if you're a mouse killer, you can't just come straight
across.
The skills
just aren't transferable.
They're not. Well, they cut that you can
go one way, but I
can't.
And
it's not to say that one's better than the other, but it would be, much easier to walk across as a cat skinner to killing mice than a mouse killer would be able to come over to see cats.
I take no offense at all with the mask. I started bag whacking when I was like 14. So
under the
when
house,
I was quite
I know,
young. Yeah. So I understand. So, but that's why I want to get into this field.
Yeah,
this
I mean, it's fine. Thing. It's pretty. You can get your basic setup for a couple $100. Get yourself, you know, just like I mean, obviously, it's not going to be the best quality apron and mask and razor.
You'll make your own in time.
Mask.
Yeah.
What's the mask?
Well, it's all part of it.
It's just a hockey mask?
I don't...
Oh, well, mine's not.
I'm trying to think whether you could do it without it. I don't know whether it would... Mine's not a hockey mask.
Work.
Huh? Mine's not a hockey mask. Is yours?
No, I don't. I mean, you could use a hockey mask,
I mean,
guess.
It makes sense. I mean, technically, yes.
It's, yeah. Is it just mainly so that people don't see you taking their cats? Is it a hiding identity sort of thing?
I've never taken a cat, though.
Mm.
I get them provided to me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you don't kill your cats because you didn't have a problem with killing?
No, no, no. I don't kill my cats.
What do you do? You just skin them alive?
No, they're dead already.
Oh,
you,
okay.
You're coming from a very Western tradition of the real MK
out of you coming out now.
It's yeah. Look, yeah. That's the Western tradition. That's fine, but if you sort of look at because of the internet, I think it's opened the whole thing up, and it's a real combination of all sort of, you know, like a fusion. It's sort of like a fusion now, where you can see someone in, you know, Papua New Guinea. Like, whoa, that's some shit we haven't seen before because, you know, all of these different cultures of skinners were so isolated for so long.
That's right. And I myself take my tutelage from Principal Seymour Skinner.
Oh.
Is that a dead cat in your kitchen, Mother? In the middle of winter, localized entirely in your kitchen.
So, but before I don't want to get it too derailed. If we could just answer the original question, how many ways for this person to advise? How many different ways are there in a ballpark figure to skin a cat?
Well, I mean, what are the limits to your own imagination?
How long is a piece
of
string?
How long is a piece of string? How long, you know, is the list of how many ways to skin a cat?
I think that's gonna help.
Look, jump onto my YouTube channel. I've got the blog up if you want to. You could, because I've got sort of step by step stuff. It's like a WikiHow type thing. Yeah, you know, just delve in there. There's a glossary of like where to start. How do I get my own?
But
kit?
It's not quite on YouTube. It's on Live Leaks.
Well, yeah, that's what I call YouTube.
Right, you'll find us on Live Leaks.
LiveLeaks.org. It's a separate one.
That's right.
Where you can put up the real heavy shit.
What the fuck? What the fuck?
Thank God this week hasn't been manic.
You know, at work, I got to bust out my favorite phrase to a customer.
What is that, please?
Well, I'll tell you. I
bath phone call, shit.
It's what the hell's it? I can't say it. You know what I was going to say?
You could say it.
No, I can't.
You can say it. No, we can't. We can't
say it. Nobody can say it. It's not nice. All right, so.
I say it and then you edit it out because I don't know what it is. I want to know.
What the hell's a chicken?
You can say that.
No!
He can say that.
That's a hyphen. That's the same thing.
All right.
Beep it out.
Because you can be confused about what it is.
Yeah. So I got a phone call. Hello, blah, blah, blah. Oh, look, I've got a CD player and it's playing the CD, but then when I change it to Bluetooth, it won't Bluetooth link to my other Bluetooth speakers and still play the CD. And I was like, yeah, that's how CD players work, right?
So you have to be like, uh-huh.
Yeah, I was like, mm-hmm. And he's like, I've got a doozy. And I was like, you don't. That's just not. He goes, yeah, but Bluetooth two ways.
And when I use my equipment, it functions exactly how it's supposed to be functioning.
Right?
How are we going to sort this out?
He's like, well, Bluetooth's a two-way street. I said, yeah, but not in every device, right? And there was this whole conversation. I was on the phone for 45 minutes.
And had my car in park, pushed the accelerator.
Didn't fucking go anywhere. I don't understand.
So I want to return this car, I think, if you guys would still take it back.
So ridiculous. So Halfway through, he starts to crack the shits because I said, sorry, mate, you're not understanding what I'm saying. What you've got is working perfectly. Bluetooth on a CD player doesn't fucking work like that. Mm. Didn't say fucking. Just doesn't work like that. You need to go and buy something else and you need to just use a Bluetooth speaker and just connect Spotify to it from your phone. He said, listen to me. I've got a non-profit organization and we have guest speakers that bring their own CDs in. And I got to bust out that, excuse me, whoa. There is no need to be talking to me or anybody else like that. If you'd like to take a deep breath, we can start again. And I could just hear like the fury. The CD player doesn't play. I don't know what to tell you, man. So, you know, all right, I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to go to the computer and find out. Go to the computer and I'm like, are there any, you know, two-way things? No, CD players don't want to know. Do you have an auxiliary cable out? I told you already don't. And I was like, all right, mate, I don't know. I can't help you. You're not talking to me nicely. I'm not going to help you. And he's like, yo,
Beautiful. It's nice to tell people. It's just give people what for.
I mean, like, if you're being a cunt, I mean, well, I'll tell you. That's all.
I have a wondrous story of a similar.
Really?
Oh, yep.
Really?
of a similar vibe. I was at the supermarket.
Supermarket.
Not 4 days ago, 4 or 5 days ago.
Whoa, ritzy man.
I pulled up, got out of my car, and I was walking up to the entrance, and I saw ahead of me my ex-girlfriend's dad.
Which ex?
The fridge, the one who
the whole fridge thing. Fuck that guy.
And I was like, I'm not going to let this guy. I was going to like go and come back later because I didn't want to have an interaction with him. But I was like, no, I'm not going to let him. I'll just go in there and I'll avoid him.
Yeah.
And I'll, but for anyone who isn't up to date, who hasn't listened back.
Up to date for something we've had 4 years ago.
Exactly. But we spoke about it on the podcast, but some people have started later on. There is a lot of, there's a lot of things I'd like to say to this guy that I didn't say back then. A lot of things he did and ways he reacted and whatever.
I was so excited.
So, but I didn't. I was like, I'm just going to avoid him. I walk around. And I was walking around for a while and I started thinking about it all.
Yeah,
and I was like,
fucking
what would I say to him? Like getting it all. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to go find him and I'm going to tell him exactly what I want to say, what I've wanted to say for a long time. And I thought about it, had it all built up. I was going to walk up, what I was going to say.
X, Y, and Z.
Line it up.
This is why it's not good to overthink about things.
Exactly.
Because then you're going to walk over the room. Whoa. Hi, Matt. How are you?
I got a shaky voice.
Oh, yeah.
Which is weird for me. But I'm like, and then, and I did like a, I just needed like to, I'm like, what's gone wrong with me?
It's the adrenaline.
There's much adrenaline.
Why am I wobbling?
I just wanted to think about what I need to tell this guy, what he's going to say back, and just be ready for
Excuse me. Bop. Thanks for your time.
Yeah. And that's it. I was going to say my things. I was going to go.
Yeah.
I wasn't even going to buy stuff. I was just going to leave and then go to another supermarket. And I walked across the aisle to try and find him. And I did find him. He was in the aisle with the pasta.
Okay.
Pasta classic.
Aisle. It's a classic confrontation aisle.
What a loser.
And I went down to the end and I tapped him on the shoulder and I said, hey, Andrew. Shouldn't say his name, but that's his name.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of Andrews.
Nah, just the one.
And he turns around. That's not Andrew.
Oh!
And I was so ready. This guy turned around and probably thought he was about to get punched in the face. I was like, turn around. I was like, oh, sorry. I thought
so the guy you thought was Andrew wasn't Andrew?
No. So I had to, he was never there. I saw him from behind. I saw him from the side. They looked so similar, but it wasn't him.
Wow.
So when I got up close, he turned around. I went, I had all that built up, that shaky sort of thing. And I had to quickly change it to, I thought you were a friend of mine. Like I didn't want to be like, oh, I thought you were my ex-girlfriend's dad and I was about to give you a fucking earful.
Wow.
It was so uncomfortable. It was,
You should just start tapping everyone on the shoulder. Andrew, I'm sorry, I'm blind. Well, I'm looking for my friend.
That's a stupid escape plan.
God. It's better than going, Andrew.
But you just start crying like,
oh, you're my friend.
Hey, it's Matty from GMAT. And don't forget that if you enjoyed this week's episode of the GMAT podcast and you want to hear more, we also have the podcast post show available exclusively to our Patreon supporters over at patreon.com/TheRealGMAT. The podcast post show is a shorter episode recorded directly after the regular podcast where we wrap up the show and discuss everything we didn't have time for. Don't forget to rate this podcast on your podcast app of choice and share it with all of your friends.